Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is always there, always available. You don't, if you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you have confessed your sins, and you have asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and you truly believe in Him, the Holy Spirit restores you. And there are times in our life when we need restoration again. You cannot lose your salvation, but you need to have a restoration of your relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Lord. Even Christians can wander away. Christians can walk away. Sometimes they run away from relationship with Jesus Christ because we don't always like what He has to say to us. We don't always like where He wants to lead us. And we don't always like Him looking at our life with His light. Because the white, pure light of Jesus Christ shining on our lives convicts us of our sin, convicts us of our lapses, convicts us of our being whom we want to be instead of whom Christ has appointed us to be. So the Holy Spirit is a gift of knowledge. The Holy Spirit is also an understanding. The Holy Spirit is also a gift of renewal. And we humans are in constant need of renewal of our relationship. That's why Jesus, in His wisdom, told us to celebrate His Holy Supper, His Holy Communion, on a regular basis. And we do that to remind us of our need for renewal and communion with God, with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is completely reliable. You know, you hear people talk about somebody and they say, well, are they a believer? And they say, well, they're very spiritual. I'm not ever sure what that means, but I listened to a person on public broadcasting not long ago talking about a spiritual journey that they took, and they went out in the Yellowstone Park last year, and they spent a whole week away from their cell phone and away from their electronic devices, and spent a time, they said, living in spirit. And they went at great length talking about that, and the interviewer got very excited about it and was congratulating them on doing this thing and talking about how renewing this is and everything. And Jesus Christ was never mentioned, God was never mentioned, the Holy Spirit was never mentioned, so I have no idea what spirit it was, but it didn't sound like a spirit of God. It may indeed have been a spirit of the world and of leading them, but if it was God calling them, they didn't answer, because this was a great opportunity to give their testimony to what the Holy Spirit has done in them, and they did not do it. The Holy Spirit is only from Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is and Jesus Christ says that the Holy Spirit only comes to those who believe. And those who believe only come when beckoned through the Holy Spirit. So this is all about and about Christ and not about anything other than the one true God, which is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always there. As I told the children earlier, they never need to be alone, never need to feel alone, never need to feel lost, because the Holy Spirit is also there. Well, the rest of us kids need to take that to heart. The rest of us need to understand that we need to be in communion with Christ through the Holy Spirit all day, every day. We need to be seeking. If we're going to live our lives as Christians, we need to live our lives in Christ through the Holy Spirit. We need to, if we're going to live according to God's Word, we need to spend time in God's Word. And we need to not just skip around and try to find the high spots that you like. You need to systematically go through the Bible and study it and learn it and go through the entire Bible. You don't need to start in Genesis and work through Revelation. There's tons and tons of Bible studies, some on the table in the back of the room that will give you a... And in most Bibles, it has a way to read the Bible in a year, to go through the entire Bible, and will tell you the verses and chapters to read. But you need to do it. You need to allow if the Holy Spirit is going to change your life, you need to feed the Spirit. And the Spirit is fed on the Word of God. There is no other food to feed the Spirit. There is no other food for you to consume, to be one with Jesus Christ, except for His Word. And I promise you that if you do this, if you spend time every day reading His Word and spending time praying for God to work through you through the Holy Spirit, your life will be changed, your fears will be relieved, your pain will be lessened, and your hopes will be enormous. I would ask you to take this time of Pentecost as a time to evaluate your spiritual life, your relationship with Jesus Christ, to be very sure, as the hymn says, be very sure that your relationship with Jesus Christ is right, and take this time as a time of renewal, a time of regeneration and recommitment to what you believe. Amen.